This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'm Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, in-your-face capitalist evangelist. Welcome to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio, hour number 3, Newsmax TV, now the new time, 11 p.m. Eastern. The radio show, always at the same time, nothing has changed, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. West Coast, afternoon drive time, that has not changed. But what has changed is the TV show is now aired at 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. West Coast time. The Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV. The only show of its kind on radio or TV with no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made, proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of George Washington and John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's why we go to war every single day on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Most fan-friendly show in America. The show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, in the great Las Vegas. Edward Stolz, the owner, operator, and founder, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Ed gave me my shot in local radio. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. And I love to hear from you, so my email, you inspire me, you motivate me, I get my energy from you, my best ideas from you. I read every email, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. From anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Got all that out of the way. Here's my column coming out on Sunday. The most important Joe Biden question in the world. The most important Joe Biden question in the world. Before I get to the most important Joe Biden question in the world, I have breaking news on the Trump economy. More economic numbers were out today. The U.S. economy gained a remarkable 273,000 jobs in February, far more than the 175,000 expected. But even more powerful news, December's jobs report was revised up by 37,000. January's jobs report revised up by 48,000. That's 85,000 new jobs no one was even aware of. Even in the midst of a coronavirus crisis, the Trump economy is booming. Trump is like Houdini. By the way, to put icing on the cake, wages were up 3%. The average work week increased. Unemployment rate went down to 3.5%. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports more Americans are working than at any time in history. Amazing. Now let's compare Trump's results to Obama. You know, Joe Biden's old partner. Obama, Biden, Trump has now added 7.1 million new jobs. During the same period of his presidency, Obama lost 1.3 million. That means Trump's up by 8.4 million jobs over Obama, Biden. That brings me to Joe Biden, the new Democrat presidential frontrunner. First, why would we turn this booming Trump economy over to Obama's partner, who presided over 8 years of economic misery and malaise? Obama and Biden thought food stamps and unemployment benefits were economic growth. You want to give the economy to that guy? You want to go back to that economy? But forget O'Biden and, I keep saying O'Biden, Obama and Biden's terrible economic record. Forget that. Forget the Biden corruption allegations. Forget Ukraine and China, where Biden's son allegedly made a fortune. Forget Costa Rica, where Biden's brother allegedly made a fortune. Forget Burisma, the corrupt firm Biden kept from being investigated by extorting Ukraine to protect his son. That's all on video, by the way. Forget the fact that Ukraine has just officially opened a criminal investigation into the whole Biden affair. Also forget that Biden is the ultimate D.C. swamp guy. Forget the entire Democrat establishment fixing the presidential primary for Biden because they crave power, jobs, patronage, and government contracts. And once elected, Joe will give it to them. He'll open up the vault and give them whatever they want with your taxpayer dollars. That's why they want Joe. He's crony, corrupt Joe Biden. But forget all that. Instead, let's just ask about the elephant in the room. I'm going to say out loud what everyone is thinking and saying privately. Uh-oh, these Roll By fans go, uh-oh, what's Wayne Root about to say? Is Joe Biden capable of being president? Has time passed him by? Is Joe all there? Has Biden suffered possible diminished mental capacity and cognitive decline? Is Joe possibly suffering senility or early onset dementia? These are questions that must be asked. These are fair questions for a 78-year-old man who wants the highest-stress job in the world and often seems to not know what he's saying or where he is. Biden wants to be president of the U.S., CEO of the U.S. economy, and commander of U.S. armed forces, and we should all be asking tough questions. We should all be demanding answers. I'm not alone. CNBC talking heads days ago recommended, from this point on, the Democrat Party hide Biden from public view. Really, why? Economics author Matt Stoller tweeted, Democratic insiders know Biden has cognitive decline issues. They joke about it. They don't care. Activist Glenn Greenwald added, the steadfast insistence on the part of Dems to just pretend this isn't true and hope it somehow goes away is a staggering exercise in self-delusion. Chicago Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa tweeted, Joe Biden's mental decline is self-evident. These are Democrats. Biden's mental decline is the elephant in the room. It's time we all ask serious questions. It's time to demand answers from a team of respected medical brain experts, scientists, neurologists. And the question is Joe Biden competent to be president of the United States? And I think the answer is clear, no. But that's not up to me to decide. That's up to the best and respected brain doctors out there and brain experts out there and aging experts out there. But I would ask that question, is Joe Biden competent to be president of the United States? All right, so some of the numbers are in fact out. And I based this article on blowout. Here's the headline. Blowout from CNBC. U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February. Here's another headline. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Trump adds another 273,000 jobs in February. Unemployment at 3.5%. Trump adds 7.1 million jobs. In the same time period, Obama lost 1.3 million. More headlines. Near record employment, 159,759,000 working in the U.S. of A. The only time more people were working in the United States was in December 2019 when there were 158,803,000 employed. The number employed has broken records 25 times so far in the Trump administration. Great numbers, great numbers. The unemployment rate dropped a tenth of a point to 3.5%. Labor force participation remained at its Trump-era high of 63.4%. as opposed to 62.9% when Trump took office. In another bright spot, total non-farm payroll employment rose by a very strong 273,000 in February. Among major worker groups, the unemployment rate for Asians declined to 2.5%. Adult men, 3.3%. Adult women, 3.1%. Teenagers, 11%. Whites, 3.1%. Blacks, 5.8%. Hispanics, 4.4%. Average hourly earnings for all employees increased by 9 cents. That's about 3%. Wow. Really quite remarkable numbers. And how about this one? Manufacturing jobs up 15,000 in February, up 519,000 under Trump since he became president. 12,861,000 manufacturing jobs in the United States. Whew. Pretty good, man. Manufacturing jobs peaked, by the way, in June 79 when it hit 19,553,000. So almost 20 million in June 79, and now we're at, 12,861,000. 20 million versus 12,008,000. So a lot more manufacturing jobs in 1979, but Trump has done a great job because a lot more than there were under Obama. And he's doing a great job on the border. More migrants deported then apprehended at the border over the last 5 months. Federal law enforcement officials deported approximately 14,000 more migrants than arrived in the U.S.-Mexico border. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan said this illustrates the results of ending catch and release. Since the president announced the end of catch and release, approximately 14,000 more unlawful aliens were deported or returned than arrived at the southwest border. How's that for great news? And Trump signed an $8.3 billion coronavirus funding bill to combat coronavirus. He said, I asked for $2.5 billion and I got $8.3 and I'll take it. He turned the Democrats' issue against them. When asked about Democratic candidates leading the race, Trump quickly torched Elizabeth Warren. He said, no, I think lack of talent was her problem. She had a tremendous lack of talent. She was a good debater. She destroyed Mike Bloomberg very quickly, like it was nothing. That was easy for her. But people don't like her. She's a mean person, and people don't like her. People don't want that. They like a person like me that's not mean. Okay, I'll see you guys later. That's funny. That's really funny. And Trump really ripped into Joe Biden as being to the left of Bernie Sanders on guns and taxes. He said, well, he's left-wing, and he's got all the people that are left-wing, and in many ways, he's worse than Bernie. Look what he did with guns. He put Beto O'Rourke in charge. Beto wants to get rid of guns, right? And by the way, this guy can change the face of what we're doing here with regard to guns, assault weapons, with regard to dealing with climate change. Trump also referred to Biden's recent remarks about taxes. Trump said Biden already promised to raise taxes, alluding to a moment on the campaign trail when he told a supporter, guess what, if you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut. He's going to raise taxes incredibly, Trump said. He's going to raise taxes more than Bernie, and he's open about it. Bernie doesn't like to talk about it. He called Biden's tax hikes staggering. It's ridiculous. He'll destroy everything that's built. When we get back, some of the new numbers for fatality estimates for coronavirus. And you're not going to believe the numbers you hear. You're not going to believe them. We shall return.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years.
years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and type in the promo code root for 20% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Let me mention the event tonight, Deplorapalooza. No reason why you can't grab a ticket right now. Go to Eventbrite, Deplorapalooza. I'm the MC of the event. We got a lot of great speakers. Juanita Broderick, Mindy Robinson, Gene Ho, Evan Sayette, Monica Matthews. I'm the MC with singers like Mona Fishman and Scotty Weaver, the Deplorable Choir, Terrence Williams, the great comedian who's become a fan favorite of President Trump. Madison Rising, lots of great people at Deplorapalooza. The event is tonight at Stoney's in Las Vegas. If you're listening to me all over the United States, you're obviously not going to get here tonight to Las Vegas tonight for Deplorapalooza. But if you're listening in Las Vegas, Deplorapalooza, just go to Eventbrite and look up Deplorapalooza and come on over to Stoney's Country Rockin' tonight at in Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Boulevard, and we'll have a great time. Stoney's, Deplorapalooza, Eventbrite. Wayne Root is MC. So I told you I would tell you about the mortality rate, the fatality rate for coronavirus. And I gave you a lecture yesterday on how this is just ridiculous. Because even when they study, Scientific Magazine studies 45,000 people with coronavirus in China, and they have terrible immune systems in China. And they have raw sewage running in the ground and meat that sits with flies on it. And everything's bad about China. And pollution in the air so thick you're breathing in black smoke. Even though their immune systems are totally compromised. And almost every man in China smokes 50 cigarettes a day. You know, it's like America 100 years ago. Everybody's immune system is crap. Even when they studied them, they found that almost the only people who died, or who got it seriously and almost died, were the elderly or people with compromised immune systems who have, you know, cancer or a cardiovascular disease. So if you're 70, 80 years old and you've got, you know, heart disease or cancer, it's a
you got a shot to die. But the rest of us should not be panicking. This is ridiculous. So now the HHS assistant, meaning Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Admiral Brett Geerwar, I think that's how to pronounce it, has estimates of coronavirus, the mortality rate somewhere between 0.1% and 1%, or similar to the flu virus. The death rate for the flu in the United States is an average of 63,000 a year. Did you know that? When I told you that 18,000 have died since October, I thought that was an outstanding amount. I thought that was a lot of people. I thought that was a special number in the last 20 years. But every year, 63,000 people die of the flu. Wow. That's 5,000 a month, 1,200 a week, 174 a day, 7 every hour. During the first hour of this show, 7 people normally die of the flu in the United States. But now, on Thursday, yesterday, HHS Assistant Secretary Admiral Brett Geerwar said the best estimates now of the overall mortality rate for COVID-19, coronavirus, somewhere between 0.1% and 1%. That's lower than you've heard many reports. It's not likely in the range of 2 to 3%. That puts it on par with a typical flu epidemic to maybe something slightly higher, not something like SARS or MERS, right? Trump touts low death odds from coronavirus as the Dow plunges and lawmakers warn White House has no plan. Is an article from February 25th in the New York Daily News. Very interesting that Trump was right in his very first comments on it, and I was right in my very first comments on it. The reason people are dying in such high numbers in Iran and China is their countries are third world holes. You know what I meant. We are not. The United States of America is not. We have a great healthcare system. We have private healthcare. We have the best doctors in the world, the best hospitals in the world. So don't even think of this, anything like what's happening in Iran or China. Come on. Third world countries, government-run healthcare, communists in charge, and the people with crappy immune systems. And the other thing I told you in the report yesterday was nobody's thought about this. In China, you know, they're going to take you off and kill you if you have bad coronavirus. They don't even want you around. They're going to incinerate your body after they first shoot you in the head. You're never going to be seen again if you tell them you have bad coronavirus. So nobody tells anybody that. So the only people that come forward have a high death rate because they've got it the worst. They have no choice. They fainted. They're bleeding. There's something wrong with them. They're throwing up all over the place. They can't breathe anymore. They're turning blue. They get rushed to the hospital, probably never to be seen again. So the death rate's kind of high in China, huh? But the death rate's high because all the people that have it mild just stay home and don't tell anyone so they don't get marked with an X on their door or an X on their forehead or sent to break rocks for the rest of their lives. So nobody, you know, instead of 100 people died out of 1,000, which is a 10% death rate, it was really 100 people died out of 100,000, but 90,000 of them never told anybody they have it. That's why the death rate seems so high in China. Let me get back. So much more to tell you. Democrat strategist Justin Horowitz says Joe Biden is mentally deteriorating. And Obama's Homeland Security Inspector General is indicted. You know the guy who usually does the indictments? Indicted on theft of government property, wire fraud, and a scheme to defraud the U.S. government. All that and more coming up next. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, otherwise known as War.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is getting a first-hand look at tornado damage in the Nashville area. Visiting one devastated neighborhood, President Trump says some families have been entirely wiped out.
We're going to see some of the
people that really survived, some not in good shape and some in very good shape, incredibly in good shape.
The president stressed the federal government will do everything possible to help the victims recover. At least 24 people were killed in the devastating tornadoes this week. A better-than-expected jobs report is out. The U.S. created 273,000 jobs in February, which blew away more than the 165,000 economists predicted. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow tells CNBC the U.S. economy is looking sound and no one should panic about the economy. The Dow finishes the week off 255 points to finish at 25,865. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root,
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. For years, I've been telling you, if you let the socialists take control, as they are in many states around this country, that Venezuela would be coming to America. Who knew it would be this early? Thursday morning, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department showed up at Chino, California Costco after receiving reports that customers had become aggressive after learning they were out of toilet paper, water, and paper towels. It sounds just like Venezuela. There's no more toilet paper in America. Oh, my God! Costco's out of toilet paper. We're all coming to an end. Doom has arrived. All right, we have a great guest here, Dr. Paul Lawrence, Veterans Affairs Undersecretary of Benefits for the Trump administration. Dr. Paul Lawrence, welcome to the Wayne Root Show.
Hey, great to be back with you, Wayne. Thanks for all you do for veterans.
Thank you. I hope you can do something about the toilet paper shortages. We need your help, Paul. Come on. What? Hey, by the way, this topic is about a issue near and dear to my heart, which is veteran suicides. But before we get into it, Dr. Paul Lawrence, I'd like to ask you just real quick, do you have anything to do with the VA's response to coronavirus? In other words, what is the response right now, the appropriate response to keeping veterans safe from coronavirus? And are you involved in that aspect of it?
Tangentially, this might be a surprise to you, but VA is actually at the foundation, given all the hospitals we have around the country, of emergency response. So our Secretary Wilkie, he's on the task force with the Vice President, and we've already have people at the Air Force Base in California taking people in and doing the quarantine thing. We
got
have
it.
A couple people in our facilities. We have what's called negative air safe places for that. So, yes, we are there, and we are preparing just like everybody else's.
All right, good, good. We got to prepare, but at the same time, I think there's just a massive overreaction to this thing. You got to prepare, but I don't think people have to stop going out to eat, stop going to theaters, stop getting on airplanes, stop going to conventions. 68,000 people a year die from the flu. So why is this so different when 3,000 have died worldwide? Why is this different than the 18,000 who have died from the flu in America since October? What is making everyone shut down American business? Isn't this a massive overreaction? Yeah, we should be prepared, but isn't the media hype a massive of overreaction is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, I think you probably know from my bio, I'm an economist, right? So I think 36,000 people die every year in car accidents or some number near that, and we don't
right.
stop driving. We can deal with risk.
How about opioids?
I'm not a medical doctor, and I know it appears to affect a certain age group, elderly and in
Correct.
Mental health. So I just don't know enough to know enough, but you're right. It appears to be an overreaction.
All right. But I'm glad we're preparing, and I'm glad President Trump is on the job, and I guess you got to do what you got to do. He passed an $8.3 billion bill today, and you got to do what you got to do. All right, so we're on with Dr. Paul Lawrence, Veterans Affairs, VA Undersecretary of Benefits, and an issue near and dear to my heart is vets and veteran suicides. So you've got a new outreach program for military personnel transitioning to veteran status. It's called Solid Start. Tell us all about it, and how does it prevent veteran suicides?
Sure. The president signed an executive order 2 years ago, and this stems from that, to deal with the transition and make sure that the new veterans connect, right? So they've just been part of the world's greatest team, the U.S. military, and now they're not. So we want to make sure they begin to establish a relationship with VA. During the first year, we make 3 calls to them within 90 days, within 6 months, and within the first year, 365, and get them to connect with VA. We ask them questions, and the call is driven by what the veterans want to learn. But our message is, come to the VA, you're a veteran, you're eligible for benefits, let's explain what they are, let's help you get them, enroll in health care, figure out if you need life insurance, you know, some of the things we talked about before, the GI education, and maybe a home loan. So we're there to help, and we follow up with an email to try to give them more information to begin to establish what we hope will be a lifelong relationship with the VA.
And so, first of all, how many veterans are in the VA system? What's the number?
Oh, it's 9 million. 9 million veterans.
Wow. That's a big number. It's a big number.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. There are 22 million alive veterans right now. So we continue to think about how do we access and connect with the rest of them. So
if there's 22 million veterans alive today and there's 9 million in the system, the other ones, even though they're veterans, don't get involved with the system? Is that what the deal is?
That's right. Some choose not to. Others are unaware, which is why, you know, the stuff you're doing is so important. But that's what we're also working on, too.
And there's 200,000 a year that leave the military and transition to being members of the, you know, the private sector and the government sector, but they're out of the military. 200,000 a year. And that's the ones you're trying to reach with this Solid Start, correct?
That's correct. So we get information from the Department of Defense, but if someone's listening now and they say, gee, I've been out, or I know somebody's been out 90 days and I haven't gotten such a call, we may not have the right contact information. So I'd ask them to call 1-800-827-1000 and make sure we have your right information so we can get you involved in Solid Start.
All right, let me finish up this interview by just asking a very simple question. Do you feel like we're getting a handle on doing the right thing by our veteran nowadays under President Trump?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, by any measure, you know, the service to veterans is better. The wait times are shorter, the quality care is higher, the delivery of benefits is faster, and all the new programs. This is the second time I've been on with you where we've talked about a new program that the
right.
President is administering.
Yeah.
So I would just say, you know, compared to before, there's no measure that doesn't show things are better under this administration.
Right, and you're an economist, so I'm sure you would love the open of my show today where I mentioned that under Trump, since, you know, the first day he was president till today, it's 7.1 million new jobs in the United States of America. Not about veterans now, just for all Americans in the economy. And under Obama, in the exact same period from the moment he became president to this day of his administration, he lost 1.3 million jobs, so it's 8.4 million jobs difference. So as much as you're saying Trump's done a great job for veterans and it's night and day the way he treats them versus Obama, how much better it is, it's also that much better for the entire economy, right? You're an economist. That much better.
It's better for the entire country, that's clear. But also, think about veterans. Veteran unemployment has never been this low. Employment in the country has never been this low. The last time it was this low, the Beatles were still a band. This is uncharted territory. And so it's good for veterans. Exactly. Couldn't agree more.
President Trump's doing a great job. Dr. Paul Lawrence, Veterans Affairs, VA Undersecretary of Benefits. Again, the Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. We have a lot of vets in crisis here in Las Vegas, by the way. Even though there's a national show, it comes from Las Vegas, and my flagship station is 790 Talk Now, KBET here in Las Vegas. 1-800-273-8255. Anywhere you are in the United States, the Veterans Crisis Line, and then you just press 1, or you can go to the website, VeteransCrisisLine.net/chat. VeteransCrisisLine.net/chat, and then a period after chat. Is that right? There's a period after chat, correct?
I think so, yes.
All right, there we go. All right, Dr. Paul Lawrence, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend. Thanks for all you do for the vets, my friend.
Thank you for all you do, Wayne. Thank you.
All right. So there you have it. Trying to do something for the vets, trying to do something to reduce vet suicides, all good stuff. I told you when we got back I would tell you about Obama's Homeland Security IG, Inspector General. So Obama's acting Homeland Security Inspector General and his subordinate were indicted on 16 counts of theft and fraud, the DOJ announced today. The indictment charges Charles Edwards, 59, of Sandy Spring, Maryland, and Muralali Yamazula Venkata, 54, of Aldi, Virginia, with conspiracy to commit theft of government property and to defraud the United States, theft of government property, wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. The indictment also charges Venkata with destruction of records. The charges allege that in addition to stealing government software, this is what Democrats do, and databases, Venkata, because remember Bill Clinton and Hillary, all those years ago when they left office, remember they stole the furniture? This is Democrats. Remember when Trump took over and the Obama people left everything in a mess and curse words and bad negative messages for Trump and keys missing from the computer keyboards and that type of thing? This is Democrats, man. No respect for property. The charges allege, in addition to stealing government software and databases, Venkata helped Edwards by reconfiguring his laptop so he could upload the stolen software. The indictment further alleges, in addition to stealing DHS's software and sensitive government databases, Venkata and others also assisted Edwards by reconfiguring his laptop. Oh, we already got that. So he could properly upload the stolen software and databases, providing troubleshooting support whenever Edwards required it, and helping him build a testing server at his residence with the stolen software and databases, the DOJ said in a press release. As further part of the alleged scheme, Edwards retained software developers in India for the purpose of developing his commercial alternative of the DHS's software. Although Edwards left the DHS in 2013,
According to the indictment, he leveraged his relationship with Venkata to carry out the scheme, which began in October of 14 and continued to April of 17. Remember what Biden said, right? Wasn't it Biden who said there's never been an administration in history with so much transparency, not a single scandal, nothing wrong, doesn't count the IRS, doesn't count Benghazi, doesn't count Fast and Furious, doesn't count Obamacare, big scandal, Iran treaty, giant scandal, Obama's Homeland Security Inspector General indicted on theft of government property, wire fraud, and scheme to defraud the U.S. government. Yeah, no scandals there. And speaking of Biden, just like Bloomberg, you know, the left has gone so far left, they don't even know what left is anymore. They don't know where right is. They're beyond left. They're in left field. Biden wants shelters to provide housing by gender identity, not biological gender. Former VP Joe Biden plans to house homeless transgender people in shelters according to their gender identity instead of their biological gender. We'll get more on that when we get back. In the meantime, I want to mention Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty isn't health insurance. It's better. It's a healthcare sharing ministry. You can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members for 4 years now. 4 years. And in those 4 years, I've saved $72,000 in premiums. Could you use an extra $72,000? Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them War sent you, and I'm telling you, they will treat you like a VIP. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Sponsor this segment, Real Water. By the way, have you noticed everywhere in America, they're selling out of water. Bottled water is selling out left and right. People are panicking. So get your real water. This is the best water in the world. And everywhere I read, one of the ways you stop virus is alkaline water. Alkalinity stops virus versus acidity. I've had so many fans send me notes about alkalinity and how you use baking soda to kill an environment that allows viruses to live and thrive. With alkalinity, baking soda reduces the acidity in your body, makes you alkaline. Well, so does this water. This is it's infused real water with negative ions. And because of all the extra electrons it creates, it is beyond alkalinity. Those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I would argue an antiviral effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners a special deal on Real Water. Well, they're selling out at every Costco in America. There's no water left. So order it here. Go to Amazon or go to your Amazon Prime account and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. And when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR. That's the number 10, no space, WAR. WAR all caps, W-A-R, all caps. You'll receive a 10% discount, 10 WAR. And then the real water will be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get better than that. Great tasting real water with all the beneficial properties delivered right to your door. Great taste. You'll feel the difference and you'll feel like you're doing something with coronavirus on the way. I'm not making any health claims and I'm not a medical doctor, but I drink it. The base of my body is alkalinity, not acidity. Okay, that's how I see it. I put that together with massive doses of vitamin C, massive doses of kaolic garlic, and massive doses of probiotics, meaning Acidophilus and Bifidus to create friendly bacteria, and massive doses of silver. I suck on the silver lozenges from my doctor's suggests, and I drink the silver solution, and I put the silver gel on my face and my hands and my thyroid. I am just walking around as a man of health. The coronavirus ain't got nothing on me. Nothing on the Silver Jew, Wayne Root. Chris thought that was funny. The Silver Jew.
I mentioned before we went to the break that Biden wants shelters to provide housing by gender identity, not biological gender. We're going to fry this guy and stuff like this. Fry him. Former Vice President Joe Biden plans to house homeless transgender people in shelters according to their gender identity, meaning not you're born a man or a woman, so you're a man or a woman, but rather the way you think you are. You're born a man, but you consider yourself a woman. And I've gone through this. When it came to Biden, I talked about this. That you're going to get women killed in homeless shelters. You're going to get women killed in women's batter shelters. You know, abuse shelters where a woman's been abused or battered by a man. She goes to a women's shelter to find shelter. And now she's going to find men posing as women. It's either going to be men who are making believe they're women so they can rape women. Or it's going to be men who really do believe in their mind they're women, so they're mentally ill, and they have the strength of men, and they're going to rape women. Either way, you got a problem. You can't put men who think they're women in a prison. You can't put men who think they're women in a homeless shelter. You can't put men who think they're women into a women's shelter, abuse shelter. It's ridiculous. So we got Biden again. It's absurd. We got a caller, Amy from New York. Amy, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root War. How are you?
Oh, okay. You're terrific. Listen, I want the Republicans have to attack Joe Biden every day for the next 8 months. And I don't want to hear these gaffes. These are lies. When you say gaffes, not you, you know, other Republicans on TV, it makes it cute. No, call him a liar. Call him a racist. Call him a misogynist. Just use the words against that they've been using for Trump for 3 years. Use it against Biden. His entire family is corrupt. Barisma's not going away. And they could take away your guns. But and then his Alzheimer's. Joe Biden's mental state. Use the Democrats' playbook against them.
Amy, you must not have heard my opening commentary, right? It's my column that comes out around the country.
Came on, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you are repeating word for word my opening commentary. That's great. Great minds think alike. It's great. I mean, I wrote a whole commentary called The Most Important Question in the World for Joe Biden. Is he senile? Does he have early-onset dementia, right? Does he have early-onset Alzheimer's? It has to be asked. It's not mean to ask it because he wants to be president of the United States. You got to ask it. He looks to me. Yes.
His family, his children. His sister Valerie,
yes.
His brothers, they're corrupt with Burisma, China, Iran. What about the
Russians? I mentioned all of it, yes, but I said in the end.
I don't see anybody attacking him except.
Except me then. Except me. No, but Amy, I said, you know, I listed all the terrible things he's done and how corrupt he is. And then I said, forget all that. And forget that he was in charge of the Obama economy, and it was the Obama-Biden economy, and it was the worst economy since the Great Depression. Forget all that. In the end, what matters is he competent? Does he have his mental capabilities and mental faculties? Or is there diminished mental capacity there? Has he lost cognitive ability? That question needs to keep being bashed into the Democrats. Batter him with it. Batter him with it. Just bash him. So, great minds think alike. Thank you, Amy. That's what we got to do. Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War. Nice to hear callers from New York. My old New York. There's still plenty of conservatives in New York and California. They're behind enemy-occupied lines. It's enemy-occupied New York. Enemy-occupied California. The communists are in charge, and there's conservatives stuck behind enemy lines. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior. On USA Radio Newsmax TV, War.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Supply.